So today, I want us to tap into financial mathematics, and I understand that when you look at the question paper, or rather the formula sheet that is given at the back of your question paper, with regards to financial mathematics, it can make it seem like the chapter is way complicated because, like, there's a lot of formulas that looks the same, more or less the same, yet the questions comes in different form, and you have to answer the questions, and it gets so hard, and then it decreases your marks on your exam. But then it's fine. Let's look at it like this. So welcome to financial mathematics, yay. And then I'm gonna start with the first one first, which is simple interest. But then before I tap into that, I just want you to understand that as much as it's called financial mathematics, it's actually the mathematics of investments. So it's all about investing money. It's either you're borrowing money from the bank or the bank lends you money, but it all ends on there has to be some interest earned. The person who's lending someone money, they have to benefit something to can feel like, yeah, man, because it's all business, right? But then let's look into simple interest now. But then keep in mind that we are talking about investments throughout the whole chapter for now. So I'm going to start with simple interest. Under simple interest, we have the following variables that are involved. We have I, which is the interest. It stands for interest. The interest you earn on an investment. Interest earned. And if you calculate the interest earned, it is measured in rands. In rands, let me just say rands, or whatever currency if you're watching from different country, but then this is money. And then we have R. R, small letter R, is for interest rate. It's the rate at which interest is measured. Interest rate. And interest rate is given in percentages. It's given in percentages like that. So let me pause here and explain something further. So now, so far, I mentioned two things. That's interest and interest rate. I for interest and R for interest rate. I is measured in rand. R is measured in percentages. I is money, the money you earned on an investment, interest earned. R is the rate that calculates the money that you're gonna earn on the interest, I mean on the investment. So R is in percentages. So there's a huge difference between interest rate and interest earned. R for interest rate in percentages, I for interest earned in rand. Now let's continue. And then we have P, which stands for the present value. Present value or the principal amount, the money you have now, not a headmaster, but the initial amount you have. Or another way for it would be, we can even say further, initial value. So P is the amount you have now for an investment. So the way we say is like, P works like if you want to achieve a goal in a year and then you put some money down today for an investment in a bank so that it may accumulate to a future value of some sort of a bigger value because you're going to earn interest for it. So P is the money you have now, the present value, the principal amount, or the initial value of an investment. And then we have A. Some curriculum or some books they use S for A. A is the future value. It's the future value or accumulated amount after the investment. Now, both P and A, they are also measured in rands. They are money. It's money. They are both measured in rands. So far, only R is measured in percentages because everything we're talking about money here, so it is investments like that. So these are the variables involved in simple interest. Now let's look at the formulas that are involved in simple interest. Now we know these are the variables we have. The first formula that I'm gonna bring up, it's the interest end. This is the formula we use to calculate the interest end. This is the formula we use to calculate the interest end in an investment. But if we want to calculate the future value, if we want to calculate the future value, like the case where I said you put some down payment today or you put an investment today because you want to achieve a goal to buying something in a year. So if you invest something today, you want to get a better amount at the end of the period that you invest whatever the money for. So to calculate the future value, which is A, this is the formula. A is equals to P1 plus R. This is the formula for future value. Mind you, we're still under simple interest. I haven't said anything about compound interest yet. We're still under simple interest. For you to can apply both these equations, for you to can apply both these two equations, either to calculate interest end like this or to calculate a future value like this, on the question that they are asking you, the word simple interest has to be mentioned in that paragraph. What do I mean by this? In most cases, financial mathematics problems, they come in a form of paragraphs, right? And after reading through the paragraphs, you have to decide which formula do you use from that formula sheet that it's given to you in your examination paper. And you decide which formula you're going to use. For you to can use any of these that I mentioned now, because we're still under simple interest, the word simple interest has to be mentioned in that paragraph that you're reading through. So you don't apply any of the two equations if the word simple interest is not mentioned, because we know there's a lot of equations that are involved in financial mathematics, which makes it hard to can decide which equation to use. Now, the key word for you to can use any of these is when you are certainly sure that the word simple interest has been specified in that paragraph where the question is being asked or where the question is coming from. Sometimes explaining only is not enough. Let's get a practical questions onto how do we apply these questions and what do I mean when I say the word simple interest has to be mentioned. I have a question here that I got from one of the previous question papers. I'll put it up here. So the question reads, in 20 months time, your N will need 18,000 rands. For this, she opens a savings account that earns 8.47% simple interest per year. The amount that she must invest now is, so now we know she's going to need 18,000 after 20 months from now. Now it could be today. So after 20 months, she will need 18,000. So that 18,000, it's going to be needed in future. That is the future amount now. So they want us to calculate how much would she put down for her investment now. They want to know the present value. But because in this question, the word simple interest has been mentioned in the paragraph, it means now I can decide onto which equations do I use from this, right? So I can decide into which equation can I use from this. So this equation, I said we use it when we're calculating the interest end on an investment. But then now, in your end situation, we're looking at the situation here. We know that she wants to accumulate something in future, which is the future value, but we want to know how much is she going to put down now. We know the period is 20 months. We know the interest rate is 8.47%. So this is how we do it. I also recommend that before you start calculating anything, you can just, on the side there, you can just show additional information, what do you have from the question that is asked to can achieve what you want to calculate. I'm talking about something like this. You already know that the word simple interest has been mentioned, so you know you're going to use the simple interest equation, which is, let me write it here, which is A is equals to P1 plus RT, you already know you're going to use this equation because the word simple interest was mentioned on the question. But you can just say, you can just show what value of which do you have, do you not have. Now, we know that Joanne wants to achieve a future value of 18,000 rands in 20 months' time. So our future value is 18,000 rand. We know that the interest at which the investment is calculated is 18.47%. But in order to plug this value into this equation, you have to divide by 100% to make it 0.0847, like that. And then we know that T is 20 months. 20 months. But also, we want to use T in a form of years. So to plug T into this equation, we want to convert the months into years. Now, to convert 20 months into years, we just divide by 12. This gives us 1.66667 up to... So now I got this information. All I need to do is to calculate how much must Joanne invest now. What is the present value? So from here, if I have this, if I have A is equals to P, 1 plus RT. If I have to calculate P, I can just make P subject of the formula. Then that means I'll divide by 1 plus RT both sides. I'll divide with 1 plus RT both sides. I know that this will cancel that. And then I'll have P is equals to A all over 1 plus RT, like that. P, A is 18,000. 18,000 all over 1 plus R, it's 0.0847 because I divided it by 100. Multiply by T. My T is 20 divided by 12, which is 1.667. And then if I punch this into a calculator, I get that the final answer is 15,773.33. You can also try to punch this in your calculator and see if you get the very same value as mine. But as you know, practice makes perfect, right? So with simple interest, this is what I can say for now. Otherwise, we'll do more questions regarding this. As we proceed now, I want to introduce you to the so-called compound interest on the next video. Please like, subscribe, follow from whichever social media you're watching this from. I'm Mr. Maimane, this is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it look easy, and we're going to make a lot of things look easy for you. Yeah.